everybody. Nice seeing you again. Welcome to Sportsy Talk on WFMU.
Everything's gonna be A-okay.
You're with the most trusted team in sports talk radio today, Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet. Here with you until 7 p.m. tonight. And that was RoboCop was the name of the song, and that was by Kopia Järvi.
From Finland.
From Finland. A new CD out titled Mado Tonto.
Which means awesome songs. Now,
yes.
I have no idea what it means.
That's good.
That was an awesome tune, though.
I'm learning Danish, but it's not.
Are you?
It's not the same. Yeah, jeg lærer dansk. But it's not the same. It's not the same.
Are they
language.
All Germanic?
It's pretty Germanic. I like that they only have like one verb.
Yeah, that's good.
Everything's like the same verb. There's no tenses, and there's no like
oh,
plural.
That's good.
There's no singular and plural or anything.
I like
just,
that.
Yeah.
Because German is like there's 25 words for the word the.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
hard.
They don't have that. They don't actually have the word the. They just sort of stick suffixes at the end of words.
Yes.
Yeah, so like Kvind is woman, but Kvinden is the woman. Kvinden is the women.
It sounded like the same.
Yeah, it all sounds the same. And I finally figured out that a final D at the end of the word is pronounced like an L, so that's really confusing.
What?
I know. I mean, you can't actually speak it.
What?
Yeah, it's a confusing language, but I'm enjoying it. And this is our summer cavalcade of sports we don't really care about. Yay! Starting today with tennis. Don't really care that much about tennis.
I like the grunting.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you like the grunting. Did you watch any of Wimbledon? Wimbledon is over now.
I did not. I was going to watch it.
Gonna.
Because they were going to announce the new Doctor Who
after Wimbledon. They were?
Yeah, but they only did that in the UK. And
oh.
I woke up super late.
Yeah. So
I woke
up
at noon
it.
On
you
Sunday.
Missed it. They'd already made the announcement.
Tequila.
You saw it online. And then
yeah, it was a lady.
They're
Jodie Whittaker.
Yeah, some lady. Yeah. Woman Doctor Who.
I wanted the lady from the Fleabag show. You ever seen that show? That's a good show.
No, I don't watch TV.
It's a good, well, it's like an Amazon show.
Yeah, I don't watch Amazon shows. I can't, follow who the characters are, so there's just...
Yeah, it's just her walking around talking most of the time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. She looks right at the camera. Her name is Phoebe Waller-Bridge.
You wanted her to be the Doctor Who?
Yeah, but she's really busy.
Super
big star.
I wanted a dog to be Doctor Who.
Ooh, I like that.
I don't see why... I mean, you could have a talking dog.
We used to have a... He had a robot dog.
He had a robot dog. Yeah, see, so you could have an actual dog.
Dog on dog.
I don't see why there's...
In a time machine.
Yeah, I don't see...
That'd be an amazing show.
You don't have to be speciesist,
I'm not... No, I think that sounds terrific.
Yeah. All right, talking dog Doctor Who next. That's my prediction for the year 2020.
I think you'll see that maybe sooner rather than later. That's
right.
A billion-dollar idea.
So Wimbledon, okay.
Yeah, they play it on the grass.
Yeah,
which
Andy
is weird.
Murray. Wait. We're getting to the grass. He wasn't in the final. He was at Wimbledon. He was in the quarterfinals, right?
Yeah.
He is like the sad Jennifer Aniston of tennis.
Is he?
Yeah. He's always just sort of like nice also ran. But he was playing an American man, Sam Querrey. You ever heard of him, right?
Nope.
He was playing in the quarterfinals. And some reporter said to Andy Murray, well... an American has never gotten to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon before.
Well, a long
and
time.
And Andy Murray looked at him and said, what about Venus Williams? What about Serena Williams? He started
and
like...
Those guys get there every
he
year.
And the guy, it was like such a nice moment because it was like calling the reporter out on his sexism, basically. The guy is saying like, oh, Americans don't get there. No, American men don't
yeah,
get
American
there.
Men stink since
yeah.
like... It was Chang, and there was Agassi.
Yeah, but did they
Jimmy
make,
Connors?
Did they make the finals of Wimbledon?
They won Wimbledon.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, of course they did.
No, they didn't.
He said there hasn't been somebody in the finals since like 2009 for American.
Whatever.
Men. Whatever. McEnroe.
But
won
he didn't
Wimbledon.
Say American men. He said Americans, and it's not.
I know.
Yeah. Come on.
Because those guys.
So now I like Andy Murray better.
Well, he did that at another time. Somebody asked him the same type question, and he says, well...
What about the women?
They're like, well, you have two gold medals.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, I think Venus and Serena have, like, four gold medals apiece.
Yeah, apiece, right?
It's like, it's not that special.
Yeah. So that was that. That was a nice moment for Wimbledon. Venus Williams did not win this year, though. She lost to somebody.
Oh, yeah. She lost in the finals to some lady I never heard of.
Some lady nobody ever heard of. But the thing that I like most about Wimbledon, getting back to your thing about the grass, they play on the grass.
Yep.
Have you heard of Mark Kuhn of Charles City, Iowa?
No, I have not.
And you should have. Because you know what Mark Kuhn of Charles City, Iowa did? When he was a little boy and his grandpa had a shortwave radio, his grandpa sat him down. They lived on the farm, of course, because they're in Iowa.
Of course,
right?
Yeah, it's Iowa.
Yeah. And grandpa had a shortwave radio, and they used to listen together to the shortwave radio, and they would hear things from all around the world.
You couldn't
get in Iowa. And one day they heard this thing that they didn't understand, and it was some kind of sporting contest, and the scoring was going 15-40, love, and they go, what is that? And then they found out it was Wimbledon, and Mark Kuhn, little Mark Kuhn, was like transfixed by the idea. Right, transfixed by the idea.
By the strange scoring?
By the strange idea of this strange sport that they played in England. And so he looked into tennis, and he found out about tennis, and all his life, he was obsessed with Wimbledon. And, you know, later on in years when they started, like, broadcasting it on television and stuff, he got to see it, right?
Well,
so he
would
see it on TV.
Yeah.
Right? So what he did was he went over to England, and he got an internship with the Wimbledon grounds crew.
Oh, that's cool.
So that he could learn how they maintain the grass at Wimbledon, okay? And then he went back to Charles City, Iowa.
To Iowa.
Charles City, Iowa. The farm in Charles City. It's just, you know, it's kind of up north there.
Okay.
All right. It's kind of north of Marshalltown and up by the border. All right.
Sure.
Sure. So he went back to the farm, and he went to the feedlot.
Yeah.
Their family feedlot for the cattle. And he cleared out all the cattle, and he built a grass court replica of Wimbledon.
Really?
It's the same size. It's exactly the same. He maintains it in the same fashion as the actual groundskeepers at Wimbledon do because he learned how to do that. He went over to England just to learn how to maintain a grass court, tennis court. And he has an exact replica of center court.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Of Wimbledon. And it's open to anybody who wants to play
on
it.
Do, like, big-time people come by and play?
Yeah, everybody comes by.
Is it like, if you build it, they will come kind of thing?
Yes, it's exactly like that stupid movie. That stupid, horrible movie.
That's Iowa, too, isn't it?
But, yes, it's in Iowa. It's in some guy's cornfield. Yes, it's exactly like that idiot movie, but it's in real life. And it's real. And so he lets anybody play there for free as long as they call and reserve a time. Because people have come already from 42 states in the United States. I don't think anybody's come from overseas yet. But they will.
I think they will.
They will now that they know.
How old is the guy?
He's like middle-aged now.
Okay.
You know, he's not old.
That's pretty cool that he built his own little... Because I don't even know how they... It's such a weird, like set up there where they're like,
yeah,
because the grass gets all kind of dried
up. Yeah,
and
they have to, you know, he learned all the secrets. Exact replica, yes.
Torbjorn on the board says, hey guys, Finnish isn't actually Germanic.
No, it's not. It's the same as Romanian, right?
But it's from the Finno-Ugric language family. Danish and my own language, Norwegian, is from the Germanic language.
Yes.
On a sportsy note, his favorite local soccer team, FK Hoogzound, is on to the second round of the European Cup.
All right.
Playing a Polish team, Lech Poznan.
Smite them.
Go Seagulls.
Go Seagulls. We support you on Sportsy Talk. Yeah, I wasn't saying that Finnish was Germanic. I thought you were talking about Danish being a Germanic language.
Well, because it sounds vaguely German.
Yeah,
because I took like 4 years of German, but I can't remember much of it.
Danish has a lot of the same words, but they're spelled like totally different. Like Arbeiter is a word.
It's a worker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's spelled like completely wrong with J's in it and stuff. You know?
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
The silent J's. There's like six silent J's in a row.
There's six silent J's.
That sounds pretty good.
I used to have a co-host who was a silent J. All right, so what else? Other things, other sports we don't care about. The New York City E-Prix. Did you see it?
No, you were telling me about it.
Yeah.
But I did not.
You're the big car race guy, right? You and Danny D. Listener Danny D is all about the Formula One racing, which I could not care
less. If I wake up on
about.
Sunday mornings, they usually have F1 racing, and it's kind of interesting.
That's Formula One. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
You think it's stupid?
Car racing is stupid.
Well, it's hard to pass, so like whoever
that's what happened, right? So Formula E is the same as Formula One, except the cars are electric. And they have big batteries.
Well, they go like 45 miles an hour?
No, they go fast.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they go fast, yeah. But, you know, so they built this giant course, like an official, you know, racing course in Red Hook, Brooklyn.
Oh, nice.
And the e-racers were all there. And I thought, well, you know what? It's on television. I'm going to watch some of it because, you know, I've never seen anything like that, electric cars in a race like that, right?
Right.
It was even more boring than I thought it would be.
Really?
Yes. It was, like, the most boring thing. It was just, like, they were in a line, and they never changed, and they went around
and
around.
Yeah, it's hard to pass.
Yeah,
there's, like,
nobody,
only two
little
spots you can
there's
pass
no,
people.
Nobody passed anybody, and they were just in these little silent cars going, you know, and some guy named Bird was in the lead all the way, and that was the end of it. It was just, I couldn't watch it all. It was just deadening. It was awful.
Well, in F1, they're trying to introduce little windshields to the front of the cars.
Don't they have windshields?
No, I didn't. I guess not.
What?
I had no idea. Well, I guess it's like a protection thing. And also, because it just must be bugs right in your mask all day, right? I mean, you want something to, like, keep the bugs off your face.
Yeah, I think so. We have a call.
Oh, yeah?
Would you like to greet this person? Hello, caller. You're on the air with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, Sportsy people.
Oh, it's time for David's Corner. David, how are you doing?
Helsinki.
How are you doing?
Helsinki.
Helsinki. Have you been there?
No. I just remember it because of what happened in the 60s or early 70s there.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
It wasn't too nice with the Israeli thing going on. But I've been in, I have a doctor, it was my woman doctor, has the whole departmental head of everything going on in internal medicine. I have a neck operation coming tomorrow.
Okay.
With
a neck operation?
It's a sizable walnut cyst. Jim, did you get my etch-a-sketch, what do you call it, the text?
No.
Oh,
I didn't get a text.
No, I don't think
did
I got
you get a
text.
Text?
No,
did you
I
get
didn't.
949 Jim, yes?
949-JIMWFMU.
Right. I got through. Anyway, in the middle of last night, or maybe the night before, I came up with a haiku, and then I lost it.
Oh, you lost it?
My book somewhere. It'd be something to the effect of, hey, Jim, I just created a haiku, but as usual, I forgot it. I wish Bama was around so I can see him at her and say, I did it, when she doesn't put me on the spot. And it's not off the cuff. I do a lot of amazing things on my own. Believe it or not, I do have a life. I don't go out much, it's true. But old age is taking its wear and tear.
Yeah, going out is overrated.
This is like the longest haiku I've ever heard.
I'm sorry.
It's good.
That's the whole haiku?
So I have a good full life sometimes. But tomorrow there's going to be a walnut-sized cyst. They take out the right rear of my neck, hidden behind my neck, and one loopy type one. It's down the throat. You can see that the one with the scope. And then that should be over with. My I want her to over August 2nd when I do a CAT scan to see if I have on my cancer place that I used to have cancer. Nothing more than radiation, what do you call that? Scarring, right?
Radiation scarring?
Yeah, pinpoint. She told me there's like organized little droplets, no bigger than the size of a pen. But I just double check and just make sure it is the scarring of the tissue of radiation. I don't know nothing much about it. Bama knows more about it than I do.
No, I don't know about that
but
stuff.
But I was going to say, to get me off my quibble, interview me one day. Believe it or not, Jim would say, what have you done lately? Or any hot spot would say, what have you done lately? That's cool. I can take it. Who played this year, Sabrina or Venus? Sabrina, what? Who played?
Sabrina was in the... She's pregnant. No, she's pregnant. So Venus was playing
this year.
If you can get a white girl to shake her booty, like this girl shakes her booty left and right, waiting for that ball to come and ace it over to the other side, that's the secret. But no, I don't know how this
sounds kind of misogynistic to me.
That. I saw the French open, pause the French open, her moving her booty. I didn't see woman there. But,
okay.
Yeah, they got, like, lots of trophies. I guess they can win some more. I don't know.
I hope they do. David, I hope your operation goes well tomorrow, and we'll all be thinking of you.
Thank you.
And, you know, we love you.
I know. Yes, you do. All right. You told me before, it's because we care about you. In my
That's
hospital,
right.
They have a saying. It's the way we care.
That's right.
The way FMU has cared for me over the years, cradled me like a baby, so I'd come this monster you see before you now. I couldn't wish for more.
All right, well, good luck tomorrow, and let us know how it goes.
I'll let you know by next week. I'll be talking to all my friends on Thursday and whatnot, and my own cousin by Wednesday night.
Okay.
She says, well, good Lord willing. Yes, of course. And I'm sure you will agree, Bum. So I thank you, Bunch, and
okay.
Get on with your sports you talk about. God bless.
Okay, God bless.
All right, take care,
bye-bye.
David.
Take care, Jim. Bye-bye.
He seems to think that you would interview him and be harsh to him.
I don't. Well, yeah, I was really. I mean, I'm a super softball interviewer.
Yeah,
as,
you're
I think, as we've seen. Yeah, I'm just like whatever. You're Hitler.
Yeah,
fine. Whatever,
hey,
Hitler.
Sure.
There's a question about face blindness on the boards. Do you want?
Oh, okay. Sure, I'll take it.
Say, Ike asks Bronwyn, can you see noses? If someone has a really big schnoz, can you tell? Is that an obnoxious
yes.
question?
No, that's not an obnoxious question. Thank you for asking. I'm always glad to talk about it. I can see everything. I can see faces just fine. My vision is better than 20/20, actually. So, yeah, I can see noses. I can tell if somebody has a huge nose. I can tell if, you know, their teeth are all snaggly or whatever is wrong with them. Yes, I can see that. It doesn't process in my brain. It just doesn't stay in my brain the right way. So I can't recognize people from their faces. I recognize them other ways. Well, I recognize them other ways.
Listener Cat Small C says, Finnish, Hungarian, Estonian, and Sami languages
yes.
are all related to each other, but they are all separate from Romanian, German, and English.
Oh, they are. I thought Romanian was related to Finnish. My mistake. Thank you, Listener Small C Cat.
Language
maven. Our language maven.
I have a food question for people on the boards
and
for callers.
Are we going to talk about food now? We can do that. I mean, I could go into swimming because that's another sport I don't care about. But let's do food.
Well, the question is for the
you shouldn't eat before you swim.
No,
but
not for an hour at least.
Yeah, right. Go ahead.
What do you prefer on your hot dog? Let us know on your on the boards. It's hot dog season. It's National Hot Dog Day.
Today is.
Apparently. It's one of those fake Twitter holidays
where
you just hear about it on Twitter.
Yeah. They say, like, well, every day is a national something or other day.
Right.
You know.
But that's what today is, Hot Dog Day.
You can, like, Google your birthday and find out what the national day is of your birthday.
My birthday's probably National Loser Day.
No. It's National Tequila
National
Day.
Loser Day.
National Tequila Day.
Probably. So let us know how you like your dogs. And
What do you like in your hot dogs?
I just like mustard, usually.
Yeah, I like mustard and sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Mustard and kraut.
Ralphine on the boards asked, did you see that catch? Wasn't that a nice catch a couple days ago by former Fighting Gamecock Jackie Bradley Jr.?
Yes, that was a catch that robbed the Yankees of a win. Thank you, listener Ralphine,
that was
for
an amazing catch.
Rubbing that in. Yeah, the
Jackie Bradley Jr. is a great center fielder.
He plays for the Red Sox.
He is.
You have to remember, our listeners don't really.
He's a Red Sox player, and the Yankees and Red Sox were playing each other, and they had a great series. But
it wasn't that great. I mean, we split it.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's not that good.
There was some extra inning games and stuff.
Yeah, we should have murdered.
Jackie Bradley Jr. went to the deepest part of Fenway Park, which is dead center. There's a triangle there right next to where the bullpens are, and sort of jumped straight up and robbed the home run away from Aaron Judge. So.
And Aaron Judge hasn't actually had a hit in his last, I don't know, it's like his last 24 at bats.
I was saying
that's we talked about
Didn't
that
we
last
talk
week.
About that
yes,
last
we
week?
Did.
Didn't I say it messes
yes.
up people's swings?
We talked about the All-Star game, which is a break in the middle of the baseball season where they take the biggest stars in baseball and they go play an exhibition game against each other. And it's an
which
interesting
extra
game.
It wasn't it.
It's supposed to be fun, you know, and it's not that fun. And they have a thing beforehand called the Home Run Derby, which Aaron Judge, the Yankee, was in. And he has broken all the rookie home run records
Yep. He's
ever.
Got like 30
He's,
home
he has
runs
30
at the
home
break
runs
or something
in the first
like that.
Half of the season, yes. And since he went and won the Home Run Derby by hitting all these 500-foot home runs,
Giant,
which is
powering,
amazing
ridiculous
home runs, he hasn't had a hit. He can't hit.
That's
he's
the
just
problem.
It's
it
just
gets,
like yeah.
It messes up your swing. You're,
you said it, and it is true. Yeah.
So tell us the swimming story. Right.
I don't know the swimming story. Do you want to talk about food some more?
Isn't it Shark Week?
Oh. Yeah, that wasn't the swimming story I had in mind, but we can talk about it. I don't care, sure, because listener Ralphine sent us that, too. Discovery Channel does Shark Week every year. I know, because people love to watch shows about sharks.
And it's always the great white. It's never like a hammerhead.
Well, sometimes it is. Sometimes they have these, like, you know, shows that aren't in prime time on the Discovery Channel, and they're about, like, thresher sharks and hammerhead sharks.
Lesser sharks.
Thresher sharks.
I was going to say lesser sharks.
Yeah, I think thresher sharks. I can't remember if they're the friendly ones or the ones that would eat you faster than I forget if they're good or bad. But
it's
anyway.
Good to know.
Yeah. It would be good to know because in case you run into
otherwise,
one.
Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah. You could mistake them for something else. So, so apparently for Shark Week, this week they had a shark swim a race.
Do you want some? We have some.
Yeah,
we might.
It might be
here.
Time. It might be time to break out those horrifying things. So apparently they arranged for a shark to race against Michael Phelps, the swimmer. He's done though, isn't he old? Isn't he old and married
he's
and
ready
sad?
For a comeback.
No, he's comeback.
He's
you know,
got nothing
this is
else,
his, this
man.
Is the start of his comeback.
His whole
life. He's racing a shark.
He was eating those.
But he wasn't. It wasn't a real race. It's like they recorded the shark and they recorded him and they timed him and it's a fake thing.
That's baloney.
But Ryan Lochte came out and said that he knew that the shark was going to beat Michael Phelps, and I'm like,
the shark's
even
gonna beat anybody. That's
well,
like
Ryan Lochte's an idiot, and he's saying it, you know, so you know it's true. Okay, so what we have here, but I have another Ryan Lochte thing.
Oh yeah, lay it on me.
Yeah, Brazil has when Ryan Lochte was he's a swimmer for America. When he was in the Olympics in Brazil last time, he and some of his bros went out when they weren't supposed to be going out, and they got trashed, and they wrecked a restroom at some gas station. And then the cops came, and they said that they didn't wreck the restroom, and they said that they got kidnapped and assaulted and robbed and all kinds of things.
We've all been there.
Yeah,
right?
You know.
We've all had those kind of nights.
Yeah, and then it turned out that the police wanted to look into that because that's a bad thing, you know, if you got guests from another country and they're being assaulted and robbed. So Ryan Lochte jumped on the next plane out of Brazil and came home, leaving his bros there to take the heat, and they all got arrested
he
and everything.
Left the country. He
took off. He was gone the next day, and they hung around, and then they were really mad at him. So they've been trying. Brazil's been trying to get Ryan Lochte back for like ever since to like face these charges of filing a false report, basically because they have video. It's not like It's not like they don't have security video in Brazil, right? So. They have the video of these guys just wrecking everything, and they weren't
going crazy.
Not being kidnapped and robbed and assaulted. So this week, the Brazilians gave up basically, and they said, "Yeah, we're not going to charge him with anything. It's fine. We don't want him back. So you just keep him, that goofball."
So we're stuck with Ryan Lochte.
Ryan Lochte is ours. Yeah, all ours. He'll never go away now.
Well, today I brought. There's a bodega down near me on Westside Avenue here in Jersey City,
mm-hmm.
and they have some kind of. I don't know where they get some of the sodas that they get.
Terrible sodas.
Possibly expired. Terrible sodas.
Yes.
One of them is called. There's one called. It's a Mountain Dew. It's called Dew SA.
Is it Mountain Dew or is it just
says,
Mountain Dew with some kind of flavor?
It
to
says
it?
Three flavors collide: Code Red, Whiteout, and Voltage. So the blue
That's
Mountain
disgusting.
Dew.
Wait,
the red
they have
Mountain
other
Dew.
What? They have different colors of Mountain Dew.
Yeah, you've never
we
seen those.
No, we got a call. Should I
oh,
take
we do?
It?
Yeah, you go for
all
it.
Right. It's Bop and Betty on the bat phone.
Betty.
Okay,
Betty.
So Betty, have you ever had different colored and flavored Mountain Dew?
I've seen the red Mountain Dew, but
really?
I've never dared to try it.
Yeah, I've never had it. I don't know.
You're not ready?
I used
you
to
know?
Drink Diet Mountain Dew in college by the 20-ounce plastic bottle. So
ooh,
I'm
delicious.
Why?
Some sort of cancer
why?
Soon.
You got to do the dew.
Why would
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I did
why?
The dew.
No,
yeah.
why?
You got to do the dew.
Why would you do it? That's awful.
Betty, what's the matter with Aaron Judge's swing right now?
Wait, we were talking about Mountain Dew. Okay, yes, what's the matter with Aaron Judge's swing? How come he can't get a hit?
There's nothing wrong with his swing. He has this mental block, I think, who's not playing at home.
Oh, that might be.
Oh.
He's way better when he's playing in Yankee Stadium.
You know what? That's right, because they said that at the beginning of the season, actually, that he was better when he was in the stadium.
But so, you would think in Fenway Park, with the wall there, like 5 feet away in the left field, it's this giant 50-foot wall, but it's only like 299 feet away or something like that.
Yeah.
What, you mean in Yankee Stadium in right field?
No, he means
in the
Fenway.
In Fenway, it's great for right-handed hitters.
Right.
They were just in
like
Fenway.
You would think it would be like a real boon for him, because like, if you pull the ball over the thing, you basically hit the freeway with a ball, basically.
Right.
I think his swing's just messed up.
The Yankees are kind of on the precipice of doom at this point.
Precipice of doom?
No, thanks.
What?
Well, This is my perspective on it.
Uh-huh.
They're basically battling the second wild card with the Twins, who they're playing right now.
Yes, they are. Playing the Twins.
If you look at the standings, the only reason the Yankees are not way worse off is because they have played fewer games than other teams.
Huh.
Yeah, they missed. The Red Sox have played two or three more games than them or something.
Why
like
is that? The weather
or something? There was rainouts and stuff.
Yeah,
so, I mean, it's a little bit scary. Like in one fell swoop, like, the Yankees can be, like, all the way down the, you know, in the middle of the chart there.
Mm.
So I'm a little nervous, needless to say.
But the Yankees are in the market for, there's a Chicago White Sox have a power-hitting third baseman named Frazier. I don't know what his first name is.
We got a guy named Frazier.
No, this guy's better.
Frazier.
I think
we're gonna have two Fraziers.
He's like the Frazier from Frazier.
That's gonna be confusing.
Of hitting, of third baseman.
No.
Well, I hear the Blues are calling. That should be his walk-up music.
I hate that.
I can't remember his name. Ian Frazier or something like that. That's maybe the author's name. But they also might trade. They also might trade for Robertson. Their old closer might come back.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Well,
I
was reading. They're looking at Phelps, who used to be on
the swimmer.
The and also, have you heard about the deals that it might be being swung with the Mets?
Yes, no. They might get Lucas Duda.
Duda. At first base. Duda. He's the first baseman on the Mets. And also they're talking about Addison Reed.
Well, they can talk a lot. They're talking about all the guys they'd like to have. It's like John Sterling. Oh, if we had this guy and that guy, we'd have a winning team.
DiMaggio,
you know?
Mantle.
Yeah, Mantle.
Reggie Jackson.
You know, if we had somebody good at third base and someone who could pitch and someone who could...
Brian Harper and Manny Machado and Chris Sale played for the Yankees.
Yeah.
They'd be good. That would be a good team.
Right. So it's a little scary right now, I would say, because they went from having the best record in baseball and to having the worst record, like if you look at month to month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Pineda needs
Tommy John
surgery.
He's got it. I think it happened.
Oh, he's
today.
Already got it?
Yeah, they did it like almost immediately.
It's like a factory. They just put the guy right through and then you're
gone
that's for
better,
like a year.
That's better than the Mets. The Mets just keep you hanging around injured.
The Mets keep
bringing you back.
Just try to pitch today even though your arm's falling off. Come on. Just go out there and throw the ball.
All right, so what's the other drink that we have that's not
Mountain Dew?
Dew SA.
And we have, it's just called Pepsi Fire, which I didn't think was legal in the United States. I thought it was just available in Singapore.
Yes.
It's a cinnamon-flavored cola extravaganza.
That sounds
Pepsi
disgusting.
Pepsi Fire.
Do we want to bring in Call Screener John?
We need
Call Screener John to taste these. We may call Screener John.
Do you have the drinks in the studio?
Yeah,
he brought
them in. Yeah, Jim brought them in.
We're not
drinking beer anymore because I've just gone off beer, so Jim brought in these horrible things. And
so
then I guess he just
testing, basically.
Yeah,
I already drank two of the Mountain Dew SAs.
Why would you drink them?
They're delicious.
Oh no!
It's like it's red, white, and blue, so it's like a. I used to call them bottle rockets, but what did you call them? Bomb pops. Like those.
Oh, those are good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but. If it's all jammed together,
it's a little disconcerting that you can taste the red, white, and blue separately from each other.
No,
that they don't
congeal
together.
No, but I mean, if we poured this out into a glass, what color would it be?
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Oh.
It's so Willy Wonka-esque. You know, like you take a sip and you can taste
all right.
the different flavors.
Wait,
different
let me
time.
Get John's mic on.
To develop
she might
our,
have, she
our
might,
what's that?
Second language.
Oh, that's
what was
that's the tie line, I think.
What?
That's another line.
This is mic 3.
You hit the top button. Now do it.
How shocking was that? All right. We're back.
So is soda drinking a sport? Is that?
Yeah, I don't like soda.
We've done all kind of, you know, we did sake drinking.
Yeah, we did.
We ate crickets,
yeah.
All right.
We tasted weird beers that had
nasty beer.
Sports that you don't like today.
Yes. Uh-huh. Do you have a sport you don't like?
You know what? I mean, this is not going to make me a fan favorite among sports fans, but I really can't stand the NBA.
Boo.
I can't either. I hate it. I hate all sports.
Me?
No, we're booing the NBA. All right, we're going to...
Oh, we are? I thought I was booing her.
We're going to taste this now.
I like the NBA.
Yeah, I know. We're going to taste this now. That's what you were...
All right, this is Mountain Dew S.A.
My daily protein.
All right, don't
ready?
Spit it on the board.
Okay, go. Jeez, it gets worse.
It gets worse. It's delicious, isn't it?
I'm like hallucinating.
It's all sugar. Can you taste all the
American flags?
You can taste all the. It's like a flag in your mouth.
It's a sugar flag.
Are you going to throw up like red, white, and blue?
Yeah.
She's going back for more though.
I have to try it again because I can't believe how bad it is. You know how it is like when you taste something really bad and you say, "Oh my God, this is awful. Taste it." You know, and you hand it to somebody.
Yeah, I think we did that a couple times with
like,
Moxie and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, Moxie. Yeah, we had a Moxie tasting. Yeah,
it tastes
Moxie.
Like this popsicle firecracker.
That's what I'm saying, like firecracker. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's awful.
Delicious. All right, that's a huge success. We're going to check.
Jim.
Yeah, sure, pal. You can drink that whole thing.
Oh, jeez.
All right, let me see.
There's something wrong with it.
Right,
I mean, it has a
now
taste.
We got to now clear your palate somehow.
You can have it.
How are you clearing your palate?
Now we have to try Pepsi Fire.
With my
I
tears.
I haven't tried this yet, so I don't know.
I'm clearing.
Be very careful.
All right, I'm clearing. Oh, you haven't tried this one?
No, I want to. You know, well, I'll take whichever one of you guys doesn't like.
Okay,
it.
This is the cinnamon-flavored Pepsi, right?
I've been looking for this for a long time.
It's only legal in Singapore.
Yeah, they must have snuck it into the country or something like that.
That's a way to get people to drink stuff, though, is tell them it's only legal
legal in Singapore.
I went out and bought a whole bunch of Four Loko when they were taking
those
off.
Oh, yeah, those were good.
I was taking those off the market.
They had to take those off the
they
market.
They made me really cranky.
No, it makes you like it's up and down. It makes you insane.
All right, here we go.
All right, here's the Pepsi on fire,
Pepsi fire.
Cinnamon cola.
Cheers.
It's not as bad. It's not as bad as the other one.
Is it like mouthwash?
No.
Cinnamon taste is a little suspect.
It has a discernible cola flavor, though. Which
well, have you ever done like a? If you ever done like a beer with like a or a soda with a what do they call that whiskey? That's cinnamon flavored whiskey.
No.
Fireball.
Fireball. Yeah, yeah.
John knows the name of cinnamon flavored whiskey.
Just out of college.
That's not as good.
I like it better.
You like this? You like this one better?
Mm.
So I think these expire. Oh, these expire September 11th. Okay, so they're not expired yet. They're
well,
just
that's
close,
lucky. Is the other one expired? Is that what's wrong with it?
No, they're all good.
I kind of like the Do USA.
You like
USA?
Do USA.
Still
Do USA. Do USA.
This one is odd. I mean, it just tastes like a bad cola. It tastes like cheap cola. It tastes like, you know, some off-brand supermarket cola.
Like RNC cola.
I liked RC.
I was going to say RC, but RC's
is
better
RC?
Than...
No, RC,
RC, RC
right.
is better than this.
RC's
How
good.
About Knee-High? Did they have a cola flavor?
There used to be a cinnamon-flavored cola out of India called Thumbs Up. T-H-U-M-S Up. And you could get that in my neighborhood, like in certain parts of my neighborhood. Yeah, Thumbs Up is pretty good. But this is...
So this is like an Asian thing, is putting cinnamon in cola?
I think they just try things in different markets that you wouldn't hear about them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they try them eventually in the United States if they...
I wouldn't buy this and I wouldn't finish it, you know, but it's not as bad as the other one.
I know in Japan they have like green tea and ginger Kit Kats.
Oh, yeah, yeah, those are delicious.
green tea Kit Kats
are delicious, yeah, yeah.
You've had them?
Oh, yeah, they're wonderful. Mm. Wasabi Kit Kats are good. All right, well, so that was our liquid experimenting today.
Yep.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
I'm going to drink all this.
These are all just like fizzy sodas.
Fizzy sodas,
right?
Yes. They're just regular.
Find those down on West Side Avenue here.
No, we didn't bring any mixers. Mm-hmm.
Would you mix any alcohol with anything that you just drank?
No, because it would ruin the alcohol.
I would mix the Mountain Dew with like some kind of vodka.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's a good...
No, that was a disgusting thing, that drink. And why would you put good alcohol in it? I mean, you know, that's just disgusting.
I mean, just for funsies.
You just get sick.
I used to like, there was a soda called OK Soda that tasted like a suicide, that tasted like when you go like to the fountain and hit all the buttons and all the stuff goes inside.
Yes.
That was my favorite, I think, OK of all time, soda. Next to Moxie.
Wow.
But this, I would say Mountain Dew SA is really...
No, it's nasty.
Get some if you can find
John,
it.
John likes it because he's like 12 years old. He's like
in his early 20s.
Is he?
Yeah.
I don't know, he's very young.
Anyway.
Kids like sugar.
Awesome. Betty, what do you like in your hot dog, Betty?
Yeah, that's what we're asking on the boards today.
I know this is a trick question.
Yes.
And I like ketchup.
That's so Midwestern.
Well, the news...
That is so Midwestern.
The news today on...
Is it Midwestern? You know where my parents are from?
What?
Iowa.
Midwest.
Yeah.
I must have inherited it.
You did. I'm sure they gave them to you that way when you were young, and that's how you grew up. Yeah, my parents always fed me hot dogs with ketchup on them. It wasn't until I came here that I learned that
was the wrong thing to do. Why?
Yeah.
What are you supposed to do?
It just sounds gross, but it actually is fine. It's just kind of looks gross, sounds gross kind of thing.
No.
Because, like, I don't know. Like, you can do mustard and ketchup, maybe.
No.
I'm not a big mustard fan. Like,
What?
Mustard's good.
Well, I put mustard on everything.
Sorry.
I put mustard on, like, breakfast cereal.
That's the Mountain Dew.
So today, Heinz unveiled their Chicago hot dog sauce. Because Chicago hot dogs are, like, incredibly complicated.
They're just so... I mean, it's just all these regional Midwestern foods are just terrible.
But
As a native Midwesterner...
I have a soda for the Midwestern soda that you probably know, Bron. Maybe you don't. Verner's? You guys ever drink Verner's?
Oh, yeah, Verner's is really good.
It's like a sweeter ginger ale out of Michigan, and my dad used to get
it. It's delicious.
It, and I think they still make it, but it kind of never left the region.
No, it's delicious. I bought some for Ben, my roommate,
on eBay or something like that,
and they came, and they're just super delicious.
Ben is from Michigan originally.
He's from Detroit originally.
We got to get some Verner's in there. And you can make, like, beautiful ice cream sodas out of it.
You get them on Amazon.
It's like a little Viking on the can, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it's super good.
But you're going to tell us what disgusting thing they're going to do with that they call a Chicago
hot dog. Well,
a
Chicago hot dog has got yellow mustard on it, chopped white onions, bright green sweet pickle relish, tomato slices, pickled peppers, celery salt. It's on a poppy seed bun. They steam the dog. I don't even know how you do that. But it's a super complicated, like, giant amount of stuff on there.
Sounds disgusting.
And Heinz was like, well... Apparently, it's some kind of rule in Chicago that you don't put ketchup on dogs. So they created Chicago hot dog sauce. And they put it around places in Chicago. And people are like, oh, Chicago hot dog sauce. And it's just ketchup. It is simply ketchup. And they fooled people into putting ketchup on their hot dog. And people are horrified/amused.
All right, Heinz, that story took a turn I did not expect. I congratulate you on that.
But I actually might have to make this kind of hot dog just to taste it once in my life.
No,
is there a place in New York City that makes this kind of hot dog?
God, I hope not.
I see DJ Listener Kat is on the boards.
Yeah? Does she know about this?
Yeah, let us know on the boards or call in DJ Listener Kat. Let us know.
Betty, we got to move on to the other horrible sports.
Oh, do we have more sports?
Yeah, we have lots of more sports. But thanks for
calling. All right, guys. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next
week.
Thanks
for calling.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Betty.
All right, that was good. And thank you to call screener John for that. Wait, we have to say thank you to this person who sent us, and I don't know who it is.
We haven't opened it yet because we haven't been drinking beer on the show.
Yeah, where'd it go?
I mean, I drink it before I get to the show.
You
and
know,
then after.
I don't have a cart this week, and I can't.
There's no cart. We're all dis. We're going to give you the inside scoop here on WFMU. There,
someone
took all the carts.
Oh, here it is. Okay,
so we don't know where anything is.
Yeah, we need a record cart so I can put all my stuff in it in an order. But someone last week left us a really wonderful sportsy bottle opener.
We don't know who left it?
No, there was no note. And it's from FC Bayern München, the football club, the soccer team.
Yeah, those guys are good. They wear all the
time. It says for Bronwyn C. and Jim the Poet, and I believe because it has these little holes in it and a place to put a battery in, I think it's probably a musical.
Does it make a sound when you try
to
do it?
No, I can't get it because, you know, we need a bottle cap to work it on to see if it plays music.
All right.
But I hope it plays like the theme song of the soccer club. But anyway, whoever left us that, please accept our thanks. And
Dale on the board says, anyone like Squirt?
I used to have Squirt. I love Squirt. Squirt
is delicious. Buy the Mexican Squirt, so like it's actually
so
Squirt,
it's
like with the real sugar. Yeah, yeah. Ben is obsessed with that Squirt.
Hey, we got a call.
It's wonderful if you get a chance to get your hands on it.
WFMU, you're on the phone with Sportsy Talk.
Hi, Listener Zoe.
Listener Zoe, thank you for calling. And
You're welcome.
I haven't told people why I asked you to call today, but I will now. Our friends, the Seattle Mariners in baseball. Yes.
Love that moose.
We have been following their promotional things every week. We do This Week in Seattle Mariners Promotions. And This Week in Seattle Mariners Promotions, they are doing their 13th annual Stitch and Pitch Night, where they encourage people, fans, to come to the ballpark with their knitting or their quilting or their embroidery and work on their stuff, and the first 13,000 fans get a special pouch to put their knitting needles in.
Oh, cool.
That's cool.
So
I've gotten stuff when I've gone to the Met Stitch and Pitch. I got a Mrs. Met.
Yeah, Mrs. Met.
Mrs. Met.
Oh, mm-hmm. Nice.
So they do a Stitch and Pitch at the Mets, too? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they didn't do it last year, and I haven't seen anything about this year. They're slacking off, but I've been a few times.
That's cool. So does everybody bring their knitting then to the game, and they knit while the game is happening?
Yeah, they sell the tickets in, like, the same section, so you're all pretty much sitting with all the other knitters and crocheters. And
mm-hmm.
It's Tuesday.
That's for all the single dudes looking for some ladies.
I'll be there.
It's like 90% ladies in that.
Yeah, I would think so, right?
This year's Stitch and Pitch
Thursday,
for the Mets
is
Thursday, September 13th.
Oh, it's happening for the Mets this year?
No, I think that was from 2010.
Uh-oh. This is an old thing?
Yeah.
This year, and it keeps coming up from years ago.
Boo,
this
Mets.
This year, it's at the Mariners in Seattle. It's Thursday, July 20th. So that's this week, this Thursday.
Oh, that's cool.
So that's a good hint for any of our listeners out there who are looking for a lady who knits.
I would go to that game.
Right?
I like crocheters.
Or
because they're always making you scarves and warm
mittens,
sweaters and stuff.
And
mittens
sweater.
Are great.
I think apparently there was a woman spectator at Wimbledon who was knitting, and people are all upset about that.
Yes, that's right. At Wimbledon, going back to Ted. Yeah, some woman was knitting at Wimbledon, and everybody thought that was a bad idea.
No, I think that's cool, because I think they actually do pay a lot of attention to the... There was someone knitting behind the bench during the Stanley Cup, too,
mm-hmm.
and they were like, why is this person paying $200 or $300 on a ticket or whatever it is?
And then sit there and knit.
And it's like, no, you're actually paying attention. You're actually looking up all the time. You're paying attention.
Sure.
I think it's a really good thing to do.
How many people at Overton were, looking at their phones the whole time? So.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Good point.
Yeah, phone people. It's not like you're knitting something.
Yeah. And if you're knitting, knitting is like having your own little fidget spinner all the time. You know, your hands are busy, but you're paying attention to what you're doing.
But you create something wonderful at the same time.
Yeah,
you know, everyone's like, hey, that's pretty good. Cozies. Everybody likes cozies.
Yeah, you have to go to the bank or whatever, and you're on the line forever. Bring it
in. Yeah. So, Zoe, I know you are a knitter, and I guess if you went to the Mets Stitch and Pitch Night, how was that? Was it fun?
I had fun, yeah.
Do you usually go see the Mets, or did you go especially because it involved knitting?
I went with my friend who likes the Mets, and I like knitting, so we can do something together.
Yeah.
I think it's fun to knit as a group, because it's like kind of like everyone's kind of doing,
Yeah, and you can kind of help each other out if you get stuck on something or you don't know how to do something. Yeah.
I see online that in Seattle, like one of the stores is promoting an event, and a lot of times stores will get a group of people.
I used to like to do those little rugs that were like you would make a horse out of the rug, and you would I don't know what that was.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You take a piece of yarn. Yeah, hook and whatever that is, and you just hook it right through the thing and pull it out, and you would make a beautiful horse rug.
A hooked rug?
Yeah.
Why does it have to do with a horse? It had a picture of a horse on it?
There was a horse on it. I had it hung in my room for 10 years because I was like, that took me forever to do. It was awesome. I got to do that again because that was super cool.
We'll do a fiber arts show next time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Zoe, very much for calling in.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. I asked her to call especially because she's our listener that's a knitting expert.
She's an expert?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, she's a knitter. She was in the Knit Olympics, I think.
The Knit Olympics?
Yeah, all what? Kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Wow.
Listener Zoe, she's been around.
My mother, yes. Once she knitted a scarf for me.
Aw.
And she said, well, this is a Brooklyn pattern.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a famous pattern. And so, you know, people might come up to you and ask you about it. And
yes.
I'm like, Ma, no one's going to come up and ask me about it. I live in New York or whatever.
Yeah.
And so one day I was getting out of Columbia, where I used to work, at the bookstore.
Yeah.
And someone comes up to me. There's like the most beautiful knitting lady comes up to me and goes, is that the Brooklyn pattern?
Really?
So my mother was correct. Yeah, I was like,
wow.
What? Are you talking to me? Hello? What is happening?
Wow.
It was the Brooklyn pattern. So thank you, Mom, for knitting for me. And
thanks, Mom.
Being great. She listens to the show. So
I knit a hat for listener Ralphine once.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you want to do one of those rugs with me with the horses?
With the horse? Yeah, sure. You know, we could give it away
horse
at the
rug.
Marathon. We could give it away for the marathon.
Apparently you can get a Chicago dog at Shake Shack if you want to wait in line for 2 hours every day.
Jesus.
Have you been to Shake Shack? Do you go to the one at Madison Square Park?
No, there's one in Grand Central Terminal. And I go to the one in Grand Central Terminal.
Is the line always like
down
the street and around the block and stuff like
that?
No,
not at the time I go. No, because I mean, I go after the show sometimes now.
Oh, cool.
By the time I get over there, it's like 9 p.m. Nobody's buying, you know.
Oh, my favorite thing at the Grand Central is the Oyster Bar. Do you ever go to the Oyster Bar?
Of course.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, you can't get enough of those.
Yeah, it was good. I was there a couple weeks ago with a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah? What about me? Was that my.
No, was it you?
When are we going there?
No. My friend Peg.
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 201-209-9368. That's 201.
I have so many things I didn't get to.
209-9368. Our show is not over.
I know, but we won't get to all of it. There's just I didn't get to that Brazilian guy again. I'll have to do it next week.
Oh, you want
to
talk to him right now?
No, you know what I want to do?
Tell me.
News of the Dead. I didn't pull the News of the Dead music because there was no cart to put it in.
We have no cart
to put our music in. Somebody died.
Someone died and stole the cart.
As the most trusted team in Sports Talk Radio
has no
today,
cart.
We are saluting and commemorating dead sports broadcaster Bob Wolf.
Yeah, I didn't know that guy. Where was he from?
He was from here, right?
He was?
Lived in South Nyack, New York. He died this week at the age of 93. He called many, many famous games, many famous plays, right? And
he was a broadcaster for like
8 decades.
Yes,
over 8 decades. Like, he started like really young and then he just kept going, right? I mean, he has like a record for how long he called like a lot of different sports. Announcers nowadays, they kind of
really
tend to
focus on one.
Yeah, they tend to get on one sport, not, you know, but he did all of them. He was amazing, right? And I was thinking when I heard that he had died, I thought that, you know, reanimated zombie Bob Wolf would be better than John Sterling. So maybe they can just bring him back. You know?
Apparently he and Kurt Gowdy are the only two broadcasters to be honored in both the baseball and basketball halls of fame.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yep. Yeah,
and Red Barber used to call Laker games. Like, it was all kind of people calling games. So.
Yeah, but not both sports.
Not both sports.
Yep.
And not in the Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame.
He called the Knicks and the Rangers, I guess, too.
Yeah.
Memorable calls. He called Don Larson's perfect World Series game.
Uh-huh.
And a bunch of soccer games.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I got another thing for this week in Mariners promotions.
Oh, what are they doing?
They got two things.
What's going on with them?
Stitch and Pitch Night with where they're giving people
that's pretty good
little pouches for their knitting needles.
I like it.
They're going to be playing the Yankees later this week
in Seattle.
In Seattle, yeah. The Yankees are on the road.
Nice.
They have a T-shirt for the first night that they're playing the Yankees. They're giving away a T-shirt.
Okay.
And it's the iconic New York thing. I heart NY.
Yes.
Like, I love New York, I heart NY.
Yeah.
They have one that says I club, like the club from a deck of cards, you know, they have
I club
NY. So it's like there's, you know, hearts they have, okay, and a deck of cards they have hearts.
Hearts.
Diamonds.
Yeah.
Spades.
Spades.
and clubs, right? Do you know what the club symbol looks like?
Yeah, it looks like a black three-leaf clover,
yeah.
Shamrock.
So they replaced the heart in I Heart New York with a club. So it says I Club NY.
I Club NY.
Meaning like, you know, beat them.
Huh.
Club them.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. It's kind of cute.
I mean, I don't know.
It's all right. Some yeah. stretch.
I don't know. They're not real like, you know, the Yankees have won like 30 World Series and, you know, the Mariners only won. They only beat the Yankees in the playoffs once. And that
yeah.
it was like those, they used to do like a short series and they beat them there.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I wouldn't, you know, mess with them. Yeah, I wouldn't mess with them.
They could say, I spayed New York, and then they could just, you know, castrate everybody on the team.
What? Ah.
Spayed, you know,
ow.
Like a dog.
Ooh.
Okay. What else you got?
What else do I got?
Yeah, you got anything else?
Well, LeBron's mad.
Yeah, what's he mad about?
Because his team's bad.
This is LeBron James and the Cavaliers. Cleveland Cavaliers. This is basketball.
This is basketball.
Yeah.
And he, you know, they fired the GM and the head of basketball operations right before the draft.
Wait, who did?
The Cavaliers.
The Cavaliers fired their
general
manager.
They're like, we don't
need
you guys. And
they
then,
don't need a general manager.
So they still don't have a general manager.
Yeah.
And it's like all the guys got traded already to all the, and everyone's picking up guys and stuff like that. And LeBron's like,
nothing's happening.
Hey, what's
going
on?
Because they don't have a guy running the
show. They don't have a guy. Yeah,
so
like you call that guy and the phone just rings and rings. So he's kind of mad. But they say he wants to go to L.A., to
LeBron?
Play for the Lakers next year.
Why?
Wants to go to L.A. to play for the Lakers.
Why?
Because he's in movies now and stuff like that. He's actually good. He was in the that movie with the blonde comedian lady.
Yeah.
She was good. I mean,
Schumer. Amy
very
Schumer.
Funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
I like that
Trainwreck?
Movie. Trainwreck. I like
very
Trainwreck.
Very funny. Very winning movie.
I like Trainwreck.
Yeah, I would recommend it if you have a chance to go see it.
Yeah.
But LeBron was a good character in
that. He was excellent in that. They were,
well
they,
done.
They said they wrote it, and then they were like, ha, 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 what if we could get LeBron James? And they never thought they could, and then they did.
Because the guy's like a sports...
He's a sports doctor.
Yeah.
The
guy
romantic,
from
SNL romantic
guy.
Lead. Yeah.
Can't remember his name.
The guy who does Stefan.
He's the Stefan guy.
Stefan guy. I
like Stefan.
I love Stefan.
Very funny.
I love Stefan. So we saw the War for the Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, what'd you think of that?
I'd say we saw it in 3D.
Ooh.
If you're
well,
gonna see, if
you're
gonna see those, get yeah.
Yeah, see it in 3D.
So it was of the three that we've seen of this latest, you know, they had Rise and Dawn and now War, right? It was by far the worst.
And, the worst.
Yeah, and I would say on a scale of $0 to $15.
Yeah.
It was maybe $10.
A $10 movie?
Yeah,
so you should have seen a matinee?
Movie.
Do they still do that, the cheap
no,
matinees?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think they do those.
I don't think they do those.
That's too bad.
Yeah, well.
I liked there was a commercial with the speech that he gives some kind of like Henry V
speech at one point,
and he goes,
oh, man, they had all this, yeah.
You know what happened?
Yeah, all this, like, they're just ripping stuff. You know, they got, it's so biblical and so weird, and it's just, I don't know.
You think it's too much?
Yeah, it's too much.
I like when it seems that monkeys can have meetings. I like that. I was like, whoa.
Come where I work, monkeys have meetings every day.
Coming up on More Coney Island.
Hey, what's coming up on More Coney
Flying
Island?
Flying Lotus.
No.
Flying Lotus.
Are you kidding? Wow.
We don't kid on
Stephen
More.
Stephen Ellison.
Kid. All right. Did they have a record cart for you when you were out there in the record
She's
library?
Very good for it. There's
Did
no,
you even look?
There's no carts in the building.
There's no carts. There is now. All right.
Carts.
Okay. I think we got everything except that Brazilian guy. We'll get to him next time. And the
OJ.
Lino,
OJ
Lino
could be paroled on Thursday, so watch your
oh,
back.
Oh yeah, watch out, man.
Watch out, because the juice might be loose come Thursday. They're gonna like it's gonna be nationally televised as parole hearing, is what I heard.
Oh yeah,
on
cool.
on the OJ
can
channel.
Can they do that?
Yeah, I guess they can do whatever they want. I guess.
Yeah, can they? I mean, he must agree to it, right? I mean, they can't just.
I don't think anything's up to him because he's like an inmate. So they, you know, he just, I don't think
no,
he gets any
but
money
I mean,
off
he,
of it
but
or
he can't, No, but he can't, they can't just say, oh,
I just think it's perfect timing
your...
for him to get out of jail so he could run for president in 2020.
Jesus
and...
Christ. I'd vote for him right now.
You'd vote for OJ?
Yeah, over almost anybody. All right, are we ready to be gone? I guess we are. This has been Sportsy Talk. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, everybody who called. Thank you especially to listener Zoe, who called by request.
Ready. Betty called too.
And Betty called too. And
thanks for everybody talking about hot dogs on the boards.
Did they?
Oh, good. Yeah. There's lots of good advice.
Thanks to you for bringing in those appalling sodas. And thanks to call screener John, the people's call screener, for coming in and tasting those awful things.
Oh, yeah. And I'm the Trish Owen family.
Oh, yeah. And I'm the Joshua
DJ
V.
Of the year.
I'm the Joshua V. Sports Talk co-host of the year 2017.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County. We're at 91.9 FM. And all over the world, you can hear us online at WFMU.org.
We'll be back next week. Thanks for inviting us into your home tonight, and may God bless.